כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
The subject we spoke about last week was Tisha B'Av Nidche. And I said last week that this week, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we will also talk about Tisha B'Av Nidche. Last week was Lamdes, and this week it's more Halacha L'Maaseh. Tisha B'Av Nidche, we are makel, more lenient than Tisha B'Av, when it actually is the middle of the week on Tisha B'Av. The source, twice in Shas, Erevin Memalef Amid Beis, Tanis Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok tells a story. Once Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, Nidche Yom Rishon, V'achalnu V'shatinu, we ate and drank because it was our Yom Tov Shalanu Hayu. They brought a Korban Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. And it is from this Gemara that we learn, it's a Metav Kuf Nun Tet Sif Tet. If a bris falls on Tisha B'Av Nidche, the Baal bris eats, he doesn't fast. Mepnei sheyamtiv shelo, it's his yamtiv, his child. Mishneh Brura on this spot says, this heter includes the father and mother of the child, not only father, mother as well, even though the father has the mitzvah, not the mother, but it's the yamtiv of the mother as well, and the moil and the sandik, not the other, Mechubodim, not the Chekis, not Kisse Shel Elio. Father, mother, Moel Sandik, don't fast if they had a bris, Tisha B'Av Nidche. Mogen Avraham, Sivkot Yud Aleph, says the minig is lahachmir, not to eat. But the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamedtes, and Shaul Tzion writes, I didn't quote the Mogen Avraham because all the other Akleidim disagree with him. Elio Rabba, Chayodim, Shara Tshuva, they all quote the Shulchan Aruch. Some say the minig, the Mogen Avraham quotes, is only minig in Turkey. Brings it from the Radbaz, from the Knesset Gdoila. The Mogen Avraham was in Poland. Nevertheless, according to Shulchan Aruch, the Baal HaBris, the Moel, the Sandik, eat on Tisha B'Av Nidche. Based on the Gemara, Yom Tiv Shalonu Hoyo. And that is the opinion of most Achrayim. Do we find leniency beyond the realm of Sudas Mitzvah for a Choyle Lamashon? So let me explain briefly. A Choyle Potom and Atzoyim B'Tisha B'Av, even a normal Tisha B'Av, that's a Sif Mefurish in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. But how do we define a Choyle like a B'Tisha B'Av or other fast days? Poskim don't deal with this question, but in my Chuvis I wrote, it's reasonable to assume the only area in Halacha in which we find Agdora for Acholah She'ein Bo Sakon is Shabbos, Shin Chof Chesif Yud Zayin. The Machaber writes, Nofal Mishkav. The Namor writes, Cholo Kol Gufoi. And I explained in my Tshuva, contrary to what many others think, it's not a Machlokes that I'm on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, Nofal Mishkav. How do we define Nofal Mishkav? I know some people, they won't get into bed. Kol oid nishmosam ba'apam. They are hyperactive, superactive. You can't put them to bed until they just fall asleep. I know some other people. Just give them an alibi. Just give them a good teretz, and they'll be happy to be in bed all his life. His natural state is to be horizontal, not vertical. So what's in the fun of Mishkov? Depends on relativity. There are more rights cholakol gufoy. When you have a flu, when you have a high fever, you have this general feeling of malaise. You feel sick. It's not that you had a cut in your finger or a mild toothache. You feel sick. You can't function properly. That is cholakol gufoy, and that is the other side of the same coin as nufan lemishka. It's reasonable to assume the same applies to the fast days, the Tisha B'Av. It's not every minor medical condition. You need really to be sick. Not a chodesh yesh besekona, but you need to feel sick. Comes along the Shavus Yankov Chele Gimel Tzimen Lamed Zayin. And the Tshuva was written 301 years ago, Tov Pei Aleph. And he says, this year is Tisha B'Av Nidche, And I am makel for kol mi shechoylek tzas. Not really enough for a mishkav choylek tzas. O me'iberes sheyesh lo meichush. A pregnant woman that isn't feeling well. How much she's not feeling well, impossible to define. Not feeling well. Shusenka writes Tisha B'av Nitcha, they could eat and drink lafi atzoyach. Marash Alevi, Chelik Beis Sima Beis disagrees. But Rabbi Kivege quotes the Shavuos Yaakov in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, and so does the Mishnah Brura in Bi'Aloch. So Aloch Kemoise. The predecessor of the Shavuos Yaakov is the Mogen Avraham himself. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Kuf Tes also quoted the Mishnah Brura Sif Kuf Nun Dalet regarding Yoledes Tach Shloisha. So the first that expands the heter of Yom Tiv Shalonu Hoyu beyond Sudas Mitzvahs the Mogen Avraham regarding Yoledes Tach Shloishim Shavuos Yaakov Choylek Tzas Mo'ber Sheyesh Lo Meichush, and that is my psak. Some Gedolim say only after Chatzos, because if the Shavuos Yaakov learns this halacha from Bris Milah regarding Bris Hashachanoch, clearly says they fast ad chatzos, then they daven mincha gedolah with nachem with aneinu, and only then do they go to eat the balei asimcha. So would the same apply to choyla? Dayoy lebo min adin liyos kenidin, and I say no, that's a mistake. When we're dealing with the sudas mitzvah, why not wait till after chatzos? Why not? Yom tiv shelcha, it's your yom tiv. You're not going to fast all day, but why lose tefillas atanis? At least fast at chatzos. But this isn't reasonable by a choyla or maberes shesh lomeches. We're not sending them to eat because it's a simcha, because of their health condition. So we won't burden them to wait till after chatzos. To me, this is so poshut. Neither the Mogen Avraham, nor the Shavuos Yaakov, nor Rabbi Kiva Eger, nor the Mishnah Brura, four giants, none of them stipulates, none of them writes the condition only after Chatzos. Ein lecho raya gedoyla mezu. If this kula is only after Chatzos, then nimtzu machshilim es arabim. And these are great poiskim, they're not machshil es arabim. None of them writes that a yaledes or a moberes or a choyle that has a heter to eat on Tisha B'av Nitre needs to wait till chatzos. Stomam ki pirusham ve'ein lecho raya gedoy lemezot. So I quoted before, the Mogen Avraham says that's not our meneg that the balei simcha eat. So would that also mean that you can be maker be a choyle? No, it does not mean that. First of all, I quoted the Mishnah Berura. Ein halacha kama Mogen Avraham, and the balei simcha could eat. But even if we do accept the meaning of the Mogen Avraham, Masha nagu nagu. The Shavuos Yaakov was after the Mogen Avraham. So was the Mishnah Berura, so was the B'Kiva Ege. They were aware of the shit of Mogen Avraham. Nagu shaloi lechol be bal simcha. V'yafal piken etiru lechoyla, ule mu'uberes, ule yoledes. So regardless of whether the halacha is kama Mogen Avraham or not, lagabe bal simcha, Choylek Tzas could eat. What does Choylek Tzas mean? If he feels fine, he just has a mild medical issue, I don't think he should eat. But if he has difficulty, he's not feeling well, he's not Nufal Mishkov, he's not Cholokol Gufoy, Yesh Lahokol, we don't need to be frommer, then the greatest Gedolim going back 300 and 400 and 200 years, Mogen Avraham, Shavuos Yaakov, Mishnah Berura, Rabbi Kiva Eger, they were El Lechayim. What about Avdolah? L'chayim, a man definitely should say Avdolah before he eats. Regarding women, big discussion and poiskim. Shas Shuvas Dvai Yeshua was one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, Abel Zechosed Av Beis Din in Tel Aviv, Rabbi Yeshua Menachem Ehrenberg. I had the source of knowing Rav Ehrenberg many, many years ago when I was really a younger man. He was a sage, he was a gun in the style of Gedolei Galitzia, and he writes in Chelik Beis of his Shuvah Siman Ayin A, Ma'olam lo yishamanu anybody saying Avdolah Tisha B'Av, neither man nor woman, and that's a big chiddush. Men, of course, they need to make Avdolah, why not? just like everybody makes Avdolah Metzorah Tisha B'Av, if you eat before that, Beheter, you need to make Avdolah. Regarding women is a more complicated question. Koivis Tshuvis, Arav El Yoshiv, Chelak Aleph Simenun Zayin, we find a correspondence between Rav Yoshev and his great son-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So we're still in Shnasa Evel of Rav Chaim, and Rav Yoshev's Yortzeit, 10th Yortzeit, was just last week. Rav Chaim writes, Kama v'kama sforas, that women should not make Avdolah, and Rav Yoshev rejects them all, and he says, the minig is, and that is the halacha, whoever eats on Tisha B'Av, man or woman, need to make Avdolah. Why would a woman be different than a man? Svek Sveik, Reish Tzadik Vav Siv Ches, we find two shittas Shulchan Aruch, whether women b'chlal or chayev b'avdolah. Yeshoyimrem, it's a mitzvah say shazman grom en noshim pturois. Yeshoyimrem, call it in the Beseyisiv extensively, call sheshna b'shome, yeshna b'zocha. And just like we learn from this at Drosha that women are chayev b'kiddish, avdolah and kiddish are two sides of the same coin. Chayovas beKiddush, who adin laAvdolah, and others write, no, it's only Kiddush. Avdolah, milta achrita. Then we have the Machlokes Taza Magen Avraham. Im naniach, if we assume that Noshim are poter, Ashkenazi woman, could they still say a brocha? Minag Ashkenaz, keneged minag Svarad, then a more paskins, woman could say a brocha, Mr. Seisha's Mangroma. The Taza and the Bach say, that is only when she makes a brocha on a mitzvah. But if the brocha is all there is to the mitzvah, then it's a brocha l'batola. In my tshuvas, I explain the Taz, but I won't do it right now, because it's not really the sugya we're dealing with. Today we're dealing with Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, and not with mitzvah seisha zman groma. That is one suffix. And then we have Shittas HaRamban. The Ramban has an amazing Chiddush. The Ramban writes, Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Yom Aleph, or Nidchel Yom Aleph, there is no Avdolah at all. Not Motzei Shabbos, not Sunday night. There is no Avdolah. The basis of the Ramban is, you could make Avdolah in the middle of the week, but that is only Tashlumin. And because Motzei Tisha B'Av, you don't make Avdolah because you can't say Avdolah Lakois, only Avdolah Betfila, then there is no Tashlumin. Then a man also stresses an interesting Knech. And he says, Mitchilat Tiknu Chachumam Avdolah Betfila, Kishehashiru, when they became more wealthy, Tiknu Avdolah Lakois. Tisha B'Av, no one is wealthy. Tisha B'Av is also Bachile Vebishtiya Chamish Uinuyim. We're all Evyainim, we're all Aveilim. And therefore, Tisha B'Av, Shechal Mitzvah Shabbos, there is no Avdolah. Ein Halacha Kedivrei Ramban, the Tun V'Shulchan Aruch Lehedya, Noktu, there is Avdolah Sunday night, but maybe it's a Svek Sveike, one Sifik with the Noshim are Potter, and maybe they even are prohibited from making Avdolah. The other Shitta, there is no Avdolah B'Tisha B'Av Nidcha. But because both of these Shittas, Nidchu Min Halacha, I don't think we could be Dana Din Svek Sveike. But this is a big discussion between Reb Chaim, Reb Yoshev, and many other Megiddoilei Hazman. Shoel HaMeishev, Madur Hei Chelek Aleph Simen Lametes, brings that in his days there was a Moira HaRoa, Tisha B'Av Nidcha. They had a bris, and he paskin, you could make a Suda. Shoel HaMeishev attacks him, and he made so many mistakes, writes the Shoel HaMeishev. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah say, the Baal Simcha could eat, but don't make a Suda. It's only the parents, the Moira, and the Sandik, and no one else. You don't make a Suda, the Rabbi. Shoel HaMeishev writes the same. Shoel HaMeishev also writes, that Poisek said, you don't need to make Avdolah, and of course you do need to make Avdolah. And then the question comes up, on what should they make Avdolah? I wrote my opinion in various different sources. Be'ikar Minchas Osher Zmiras Shabbos is the smallest sefer I wrote. Relatively small sefer, but I love it. It's on Zmiras Shabbos, Parperois, Vortim, but the second section of the sefer is Aloha. Not regarding Malochas Shabbos. Only Berurei Aloha regarding אז מי לשבס, סודס שבס, קידוש אבדולה לחמישנה, אוינק שבס, נר שבס. And I made my opinion clear, there is no חמרה מדינה today, nothing. Because we live in an age of abundance, and there's such a huge variety. Everybody drinks something else. So therefore you cannot make avdola, neither kiddush rabba, onion, wine or grape juice. Wine, not recommendable. Grape juice, I think, yes. Suda mafsekes osa babosa vabiyayin. The briskerov is mechadish. Tish above, there is no isar of bosa vabiyayin. Why? Because Chazal didn't answer. Because Tish above, everything is osa. All food, all drinks. So there is no tesefes chumrem bosa vabiyayin. It's a din of suda mafsekes. Not in Tish above. Briskerov also added on a chiddush. Sudam of Sekes is a din of oinein. Oinein asur babos of a yayin. Tisha b'av is avelus. Oval has no prohibition, no isaf babos of a yayin. I still think it's a chiddush. Ibididi talia. And this is an akuda which is very interesting in the philosophy of Aloch and the Ashkofa of Aloch. It is true. We don't find chachomem asur tisha b'av babos of a yayin. We can't find, because everything is also. But wouldn't it be a kal vachoima? Im besuda mafsekes osu bosa v'yayin, would it go without saying that the Isra applies to Tisha B'Av as well? But Chom didn't answer. Lididi, it's a huge suffolk. And I would be noita l'chumra. It's true that Chom didn't answer, but would there be a need to answer? Wouldn't it be a push of the kal vachoima if in Sodom of Sekes? However, Yayin Megitoi, which is mitzvah novim, no foment, no alcohol, miyikaradin mutar besodom of Sekes, that Amor writes, it's only a minag lachmir, just like the minag of Shavu Shechar B'Tishavov, Tishas Hayomim. That minag doesn't override Havdolah. And you can't make Havdolah on anything else because there is no Chama Medina, and therefore, grape juice. That is what we make Havdolah on. So a man that needs to eat on Tisha B'Av is Mavdol on Mitzvah Nov and grape juice. A woman that needs to eat on Tisha B'Av because of the Sveik, as I mentioned before, the proper minig would be the husband shall make Havdolah and be Moitzi his wife. And be Moitzi himself as well. Because if he is not Yoitzah, lo ho'ilu chachomem v'tekantam, it'll be the same Sofek Brocha Levetola. But if he is Yoitzah, he definitely could be Moitzi her memanavshach. But then Moitzoi Tisha B'Av, he won't say Havdolah again, unless he needs to be Moitzi other family members. It still will be somewhat of a problem. So the Mavdil doesn't need to drink the wine himself. And that is a basic rule by every kosher brocha. So when we have a bris and Tisha B'Av, you give a child to drink, but the child needs to be a giyah l'chinuch. And l'chatchila, the one that drinks your kiddush or your avdolah needs to be someone that was yoitze kiddush v'avdolah. So we still have the suffolk with the noshem achayavos. But regarding this specific halacha, of course we could rely on the shita of Rav Poiskim, noshem chayavos v'avdolah. And therefore I think the best way would be the husband makes Avdolah, he's Moitzi his wife, he's Moitzi himself, she is the one that'll drink the grape juice. He just needs to understand that Moitzoi Tisha B'Av, he won't say Avdolah again because he was already Yoitza, unless he needs to be Moitzi other family members. So the topic today was Tisha B'Av Nidcha. Chasam Sofer al HaTorah Parshas Devarim has a fascinating discussion, and he asks, the last week I quoted the Navi, and I quoted it a million times. Ktsas b'derech guzma. Tzoyim ha-Ravi, v'tzoyim ha-Chamishi, tzoyim ha-Shvi, v'tzoyim ha-Asiri, yiyu le-Beis Yehuda l'Sosan ul-Simcha l'Moyedem Toivim. Chasam Sofer thinks, and he deals with the question, he also said, Lavi, Tisha B'Av Shechari is b'Shabbos, will it be Nidcha for Sunday or not? You can't fast Shabbos, so it needs to be Nidcha. However, you can dance Shabbos, you could sing Shabbos, you could rejoice Shabbos. Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, it's not Nidcha. Yom Tov and Shabbos, come together. Simchi Kfula v'mechuperes. Chassam Sofer wants to prove that even Osad Lavi, Tisha B'Av Shechali is of Shabbos is Nidcha Liyom Aleph. And I say. And I'm very convinced about this Chiddush, and I don't want to hear any arguments. I think Liyosad Lavi, not only when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, each and every year we will have 2 days Tisha B'Av. And we will rejoice and sing and dance and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu 2 days. Reb Yochanan, Tanas Chof Tesem Adalav says, if I would be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, I would suggest a fast day, the day of mourning should be a soul above. Bo Nisraf Ruboi Shal Heichel. The Chachomim didn't agree. And they said, Atchalte De Poranuta Adifa. It's obvious in the sugi, it's either Tisha B'Av or a soul above. It can't be both. Can't be both. Because fasting 2 days is the corner, as I said, the beginning of this year. But why not sing and dance 2 days? We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We have the Yom Tishen Shel Goliyos and Chutzlaretz. The entire world will rejoice 2 days Tisha B'Av. Because of the Tshiva of Etzit with the Ur Be'echel, Basor above Nisaf Rubu Shalechel. Enough reason to dance and sing 2 days. So the Zohar explains Ki Yadua, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one is Dina Kasha, one is Dina Rafia. So I don't know, when we will have 2 days Tisha B'Av, which day will be Simcha Kasha and Simcha Rafia? I don't know. But I think there should be 2 days. Megillat Daf Hei, the Gemara says, Bikesh Rebbe La'akor Tisha B'Av. Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av and make it away. And the Gemara is mefarish. We're dealing with Tisha B'Av Shechali as Meshavis. And Rabbi wanted to argue, given Shenitcha Nincha. His opinion was rejected. Tisha B'Av Shechali as Meshavis, we fast on Sunday. In Avoidus Yisroel, Pashas Masai, Avoidus Yisroel is the Sefer of the Heilige Koshlin Zemagen. He quotes the Choizem Lublin. And the Choizem Lublin said, Bikesh Rabbi Lakor Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, and Shabbos overpowers Tisha B'Av, and that proves that Simcha comes before Avelus. Even when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Rebbe hoped in the Koyach of Shabbos Kodesh, Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av La'olam Voed. He tried, he fought, and he hoped that when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, it'll be an opportunity to do away with Tisha B'Av and to bring Moshiach Tzedkeinu. No more fasting, no more mourning, no more avelis, no more tzom. V'loy also b'yodoy. And the way this is all is mazbir ba'am kis yisoyd in shlod v'orem. Nobody could uproot Tisha B'Av besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So let's hope and pray. Let's hope and daven. Sheyevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'akor Tisha B'Av, when we rejoice on Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, and Shabbos overwhelms and overrides Tisha B'Av. Let us hope that finally the time has come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yevakesh la'akor es Tisha B'Av. And we should be zoicha b'kura b'yameinu. L'divrei anovi tzom ha-ravi'i v'tzom ha-chamishi, tzom ha-shvi'i v'tzom ha-asiri, yiu le-beis yod el-esos ha-nasim chul ha-moyedim toivim. So all my dear talmidim and friends, a happy listige Tisha B'Av.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol ha-lashon. 03-617-1111